friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim in this holy sefer Einaya, and these shiurim have been given, and this one will be as well. Leilui Nishmas, Hayeled HaTahor, Alisha Chanina, Ben Yedid Nafshi, Harav Aaron Avraham. And we were learning the story in Maseches Shabbos, a very interesting story, Daf Yud Gimel, about a woman whose husband Nebuch died, and she took his tefillin, she went to the shuls, to Batei Medrash, and she said, it says, Ki Chayecha Beruch Yamecha. So why did my husband go early? Why did he die B'chatzi Yamav? And nobody was able to answer. Oya Machzira Dover, Oya de Machzira Dover. So that's where we got up to in the Einaya. And now she continues. Now the Gemara continues. This is Tanit Debe Eliyahu. So Eliyahu Navi says, Pamachas Nisarachti Etzla. One time, it's interesting, Eliyahu Navi was her guest. V'haysa Mesicha Kolosam Aura. And she told me the whole Maisa about how her husband died young at half of his years. V'amarti Labiti B'meni Dusech Ma'u Etzlech. Said, is your husband with you when you're in Nida? And she said, no, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Didn't even touch me with his finger. What about during the seven clean days, after the flow already stopped? When a woman wears white garments to make sure that she's clean, what about then? How are you then? And she said, well, the truth is, he ate with me, drank with me, slept together in the same bed. And Eliyahu HaNavi said, Baruch HaMokom Shaharaga. Blessed is God who took him. Shlo Nosim Panam LaTorah. Because he wasn't following the strictures of the Torah. Literally, he didn't raise his face to the Torah. He didn't prefer to do what the Torah said. The Torah says, Ve'elisha binyas tumas l'sigraf. Until she's actually gone to mikvah, you're not allowed to go close to her. So you're right, there was no chas v'shalom, there was no bia. But what was this, all these kirva that you had, eating together, drinking together, sleeping in the same bed with Kirav Basar? How could you do that? So the Rav explains, this is O Samach. B'mokum sha'advar ma'tarim v'advar ma'tivim izdam l'pundik echad b'orchos ha'musar. Sham tzarech shmiri yaseirish lo yita odem lo yita zulaso yata zulaso l'achshav sh'nyanei atar mishtakfim b'ashkafa achas uv'erich echad inyanei ativim ha'pratim. When Torah digga matters and matters of nature intersect in the pathways of morality, you have to be very careful not to make a mistake on your own and not to cause others to mistakenly think that Torah has the same perspective and the same values as natural things. In other words, if you're in a purely Torah realm, so people think in a Torah-dik way. So if you have a Shaila Nuchas Tzitzis, so the New York Times doesn't have anything to say about Tzitzis. But once you have questions of values that other people share, then a person is liable to be misled into thinking that the values of society, of our culture, can trump the values of the Torah. Sometimes a person might think they're equal. We have today, they say, democratic and Jewish state. There's a heavy emphasis. It also has to be democratic. Why democracy? So if a person says democracy is from the Torah, that's another story. So then it's all Torah. It's nothing to do with the Makkah. It's Torah. It's just part of the Torah. But others say no. We have Torah. And we also have modern secular values. And one of them is democracy. So you have to follow both. Sometimes when there's a conflict, Torah has to go. Democracy is very important. That's what they say. We definitely don't subscribe to that notion, Chas v'Shalom. Can't beat God with your own values. So you always go with the Torah. But a person is liable to say that in Yana Mativim HaPratim, these personal natural things can either be equal to Torah or even be Trump Torah, can even be greater than Torah, can even override Torah. Machshava kazot, tavi liktsois b'netiyos Torah Hashem atmim v'chalila. Azag gedank, such a thought can cause one to become heretical. B'koitzitz b'netiyos, to cut down the trees, to detach ourselves from our roots. Of Torah. V'tavi l'hasi atzis chatoin sh'yisara Torah adrocha tivis levada. You're going to think, listen, Torah is just telling you how to act in a natural way. To have modern secular values. The Torah is also telling you how to have modern secular values. And then a person thinks, Seder, my modern secular values are better than the Torah. Modern secular values are going to go with my values. And then those who break the boundaries of Torah, those revolutionaries who undermine and erode the basis for Torah practice will say that all you need is Hadracha Tivis. And they go from evil to evil to swallow up the world. That's what they're going to do. They're going to say that, hey, we have our own ideas about how to do things. Socialists, they drop religion. A lot of these good Shtak Bochrim and Tells and places like that, they dropped religion. Volozhin, they said, listen, these new values, that's what's taking over the world. That's what's going to bring the Geula. The Geula is going to be when there's no more. Now it's funny, but there are mamish people who literally died for this idea, that when there's no capitalism, the world will be saved. That's what's going to save the world. That's our problem. Free market. And these people literally are coming l'vlo'olam. They say hadrach ativis. Whatever makes sense, whatever the contemporary values are. Harachokam en anita b'mei toikef nidusa hudavar matim l'chukei ha'teva. So there's two elements over here. There's when a woman is actually having her menstrual cycle. When a woman is having her menstrual cycle, naturally, a person distances himself from her. It's interesting, and not only in our culture, in other cultures as well. Ancient cultures, when a woman was menstruating, the man separated from her. Why? Because they understood on their own, with their own seichel, that this is not the time to do it. So that's not only the Torah telling us, that's matim l'chukei ha'teva. But what about when her period is over? And then you tell her to have 7 clean days before she goes to mikvah. That's darche kedusha hanalim harbe me'ashkafas hateva hapshuta hegyenis v'afilu hamusurius shela. That already in nature, why would you do that? She's clean. It's all cool. She's finished. Be with her. What's the problem? They don't have any moral problem with that. Torah tells you no. Torah says, no, 7 clean days, then mikvah. Until she goes to mikvah, she's an ida, as if she's in the middle of her cycle. Nothing happened yet. Also Talmud, betito pedus vehefresh ben yemeni dus lebeli buna. What did he do? When she was actually having her cycle, he kept all the hachakas, everything it says in the Mara Kohen, or any other kitzer that people learn before they get married, he did all those halachas. Kept it all. Did our chakas, he didn't eat from her plate, she didn't eat from his. All that it says to do in the Nisfar. That's what he did, b'mei nidusa. But b'mei libuna, that was when it made sense, he separated from her. B'mei libuna, then he didn't keep the chakas. So what was he saying? Hera ladas, Shagbola Tivis Omedes Etzlo Nala Meagbola Torius. He said, I'm going with nature. So the Mela, when she's having her menstrual cycle, I'll separate. And when she's Bimeli Buna, then I can already be close to her. Ukilo Isa Drocha Tiv Sikra Shelter of Torah Lois and Remus Seldom Matsa Shem Lorakdusha Miris Machshel and Boroloi Adeshu Kadashan Shal Yisrael Hoysa Chilil Tfil Dvarma Tivim as if the Iker of the Torah is Drocha Tivis and the godly Torah that elevates a person to the light of Kedusha shines the darkness of the world with godly light through the Kedusha of the Jewish people is Chas V'Shalom ancillary, secondary to natural things. Vine, Avsho so Talmud ba'atzma. Al pi darko ze, hayazor v'mitzvus v'holech tam. Aval kol ze ha'efshar l'skabel rak b'nafsho sh'ayse Torah v'nota l'tzedek v'rik she kodesh shelo hayumatim oso darchei Torah. So with his derech, he was careful in mitzvahs. V'loi chisorin shel adeh azos shinischosh kol kach nikar b'chayim. People didn't really recognize that there was anything wrong with this. People said he's a good firm guy. He looked for him, and he acted for him. Aval akrovim el hashpa'aso, b'yoso ba'al das kazos, shim gadlo b'tor v'yiro ha'isa Torah b'einav k'tfeil al das hativis, ha'ola harbas mechshala. But those who are close to his hashpa'a, with his greatness in Torah and Yiri, he was a good guy. He was kara, he was shani, he was b'shamish t'mil ha'chachamim. Nevertheless, he couldn't be mashpia. We spoke about in a previous shir that he only lived half of his life. Why was he meis b'chatzi yamav? Because we don't. The first half is to your own growth. The second half is to be mashpia on others. So this person wasn't. Hashem didn't want to give him life to be mashpia on others, and that's why he took him away at halftime. So the people close to him, since he believes in this das hativis, in this natural religion, and he does things that make sense to him. It's going to be a bad hashpa. It's going to make them stumble. And therefore wasn't roy for him to live the second half where his hashpa is going to extend to his friend. Those close to him, like his wife, who was it Leos Bekocho Mefatech as a stumas shall pir te Torah Kamurgo Bechazal? Lavalyom Renovu Batsma Hor Lavar al Divre Torah, Bemokam Shar Tarach Lachazik Fallisha Torah Lahotzi Miam Rabba Kriyashal Shemalokim. Who I am Muchan shall yodu to Spashir Akara Kamasife Sifrin shall dictuke Torah, Polam Akol Orchos Chaim and Muslim Vasichlum in a following him. Who I am Roy Lahakir as a Sharshim Mushchasim Alulum Lavo Yadashal and Haga Grua, Sif Kaze, Medine Torah, Dechanemikim. So this is, it's significant that it was Eliyahu HaNavi. Because Eliyahu HaNavi is able to look at the Torah, the theme of the Torah, the generalities of the Torah, and put them together with the most remote details in the Torah. He's going to teach us at the end of the days. He's going to teach us the stumos, the details of the Torah. And not only that, he taught us be over al divrei Torah, and the famous showdown, Har Carmel, Melachim Aleph, Perek Yitches, that everybody screamed Hashem Hu Elokim, because Eliyahu HaNavi is somebody who sees the ramifications of our actions. So normally we keep the Torah, but in order to be mechazik the Torah, he passed in to be overall divrei Torah. Because the Ranavi is concerned with the future of Torah. The Torah should be kept properly in all of its minutia, in all of its minute details. And if in one particular instance he's Hora Lo Avra Al Divrei Torah, that's in order to preserve the Torah. Eliyahu Hanavi's job is to preserve the Torah. And he understands what corruption, what perversion can come from this person's, from this man's attitude. He says, yeah, you know, the blood stopped. The blood stopped, so it's Beseder, nothing happened, you're cool, you're clean. She even took a shower, maybe. Blessed is the Makom Hashem who killed him. He wasn't Nose Panim Latara. He didn't raise his Panim, his face to the Torah. His Panim Asichlim, his intellectual Panim, his Panim of Chashivas of Romus Erech. In other words, you didn't understand the chashivas of Torah. You were nose panam la Torah. For you, what was Torah? Hadrach hativis. Torah was just telling you, you know, it's a how-to guide to live your life. A lot of good advice in the Torah. It tells you to take Shabbos off. It's terrific. You take your Saturday off. Wow. You sit with your family. You eat. You sing smiras. It's terrific. It tells you not to steal. You go to jail. Jail's the most miserable place to be on earth. Except, I'm not sure which is worse. Except in the hospital, sick in the hospital. Probably worse in jail. Hospital, they treat you much nicer. Much better chever around. Maybe it depends on how sick you are, what type of jail you're in. I'll call upon him. Torah gives you good advice. Don't steal, don't kill, don't do adultery. All these things are great. Torah is TV. And therefore, when I have my own TV, so if she's a Nida, so stay away. But if she's Bimeli Buna, you could come close. So this person wasn't Nosei Panim LaTorah. He didn't give the Torah its proper Panim of Chashivas, this proper perspective of importance, of Rom Erech, of exalted value. It was just Hadrach HaTivis. V'kibed is Hagboloseh, Yosem Hagboloseh Shel Torah. And he was Mechabed. The Hagbolos of Hadrach HaTivis over the Hagbolos of Torah. What does the Torah say? You have to be medayik in the lashon. Not v'isha benidasa l'sikra, when she's actually nida, but benidas tumasa, when she's impure from her being anida. Lo sikra. Hatumah he musag ruchani shrak. Torah tuchal agbila. Torah tells you she's tumeya. She's clean, there's no blood, but the Torah says she's tumah, and you have to respect that. And that's api atzas elyon. V'lapi orchas achush hativi apashit. That's divine communication over here. This is not what my natural senses understand. And this is more elevated than any hagbalativis. Hagbalativis is tfeilu b'teila. It's batal, nullified compared to what the Torah says. So you're right, the Torah does tell us things that make our lives better. Things that make sense. Things that we can see how they improve the quality of our life. But that's not enough. That's part of the bigger picture. The bigger picture is the Or Eloki, being zochah to the light of God, the closest to Hashem. And that only the Torah can tell you. You can't figure that out on your own. And the moment a person figures that out and tries to figure it out on his own, and comes up with his own orthopraxy, what they call today. He does things, even people who are, they don't believe when they're just doing the mitzvahs, they're not doing them right, believe me. And they're not getting credit for them either. As a number of achronim discuss, that's not our topic. A person says, I figure it out my own, I do it my way. Like old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, I did it my way. People say, I did it my way. God's going to tell me what to do. So then, there's such people, about Eliyahu HaNavi, he says, Baruch HaMakum Sha'arogo. Shlanasa Panam HaTorah. He doesn't understand what Torah is. He doesn't appreciate the value of Torah. The Torah says, Benidas Tumasa. Lo Sikrav. Even when she's Tumeya from her Nida. Alkeinah Hevdel Bein Tumah LaTorah, Be'orchas HaTorah, Tzorch Sheikach HaSamam, Adiyos HaGadol B'chaim. Umeila Tuchel Ba'al Jirach HaTivis, Ki Terachei HaDachei Noam. V'chol Nesiv HaSeh HaShalom. There was a difference between Tumah and Torah based on Torah. Has to take the day. That has to be the prominent status in life. And that's going to include the Hajirach HaTivis. Torah encompasses the Hajirach HaTivis. Terachei HaDachei Noam, it's pleasant. Chol Nesiv HaSeh HaShalom, it's peaceful. But Torah is not just pleasant and peaceful. Torah is that and much, much more. And therefore, not just when she's in Nida, not just the Dover Tivi, you have to be Misrachik, but even the Hajirach HaTorahnit, pure Torah ideal of Bimei Libuna. So as always, we have deep insight into Torah, into the Gemara, into the Agadita, into life, and we should talk of Yizocha to the Or Loki, to understand the Romulus of Torah. Amen, be amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends, and tomorrow goes on, and we have many, many more shiurim. Hashem should enable us to give. He should give us the koach and the simcha and the financial means to continue. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.